seeing a guy get more and more confident. That's part of being a young player. And I really like the way we practiced today. You know, we battled each other. We made plays on both sides of the ball. We rested some guys. We had a lot of guys step up and make plays and push through a tough day. So we got better today.
How about Sam?
You know what? He's being evaluated for a concussion, Mike. Okay? Yeah, so he's being evaluated.
A little scary out there for
yeah,
a while.
It is scary in time. You know, look like he got caught in a pile and went down face first. You know, that's what I saw. But he was talking to me in Greek the whole time, you know. So, but I will evaluate him and see where he's at.
Gary, what have you seen from Todd Davis so far? Looks like he's been getting
yeah, it's really – it's impressive. You know, I mentioned Todd today, I think, to the team after practice. I mentioned about five or six guys that are like second, third, fourth, fifth-year players that got big roles on this team. And obviously, you know, we know the opportunity he's getting. But, you know, it's fun to watch as a coach. He's paid his dues, so to speak. Been a hell of a soldier, special teams player. Now he's getting an opportunity to be a starter. So, that's why you play, you know. So I think it's exciting for me, Reggie, Wade, and all of us to watch him become that type of player. That's a great observation. Here's a young kid not getting many reps. I sit some guys today. He gets a lot of reps, and he must have caught three big balls in practice. So Khalif is very explosive. He's not very big, but he's very explosive, and I think he understands his role and how he can make this team as a returner and a slot-type player for us, and he's taking advantage of it.
Here we see a little scuffle. You call the team up. What do you talk to him then?
Well, we were on the back end of practice about the last 20 minutes, and we were gassed, and so we get a little sloppy, a couple of things, get a little, just bad judgment, you know, when you're practicing. So try to calm them down. Told them we still had a long way to go, so refocus, and they did.
Sanchez looked like he heated up a little bit.
Yeah, Mike, he did. You know, that's really football, too. You're right. That's game day. You're out there playing all day long. When everybody's, wore out, the quarterback's got to step up and make plays. He did that at the end of practice, made some great plays, great throws.
Yesterday you said that Paxton sometimes gets hung up mentally. It appears that
it's getting better. Yeah, it's just getting better. You know, it's a comfort zone. You know, when you call the same play over and over again, you start to get a little more comfortable. And he is studying really hard. I mean, probably the first kid here in the morning because he has all these extra meetings, compared to the other guys. But, his talent's showing up every day, and then the other stuff's getting better.
Ronnie Hillman?
He got bent back a little bit, took a good shot from Zaire. So taking a look at his back.
After 4 days, is there a few guys like Khalif Raymond in your mind have stuck out maybe in a good way to you?
You know, I'd really hate to start saying this guy or that guy. What I really like is I call it the guts of the football team. You know, you got your Shane Rays, your Benny, who else? I'm talking about Todd. I was talking about Bradley Roby. You know, all these guys that this team needs to take another step. You know, we got some young kids doing good things, and y'all see it, but those second, third-year gut players on our team are really becoming better players, and it's exciting for us as a group to watch.
Gary, would you think of Vaughn in the opening run period, and are you hoping to see that?
I'm watching so much. Let me go back and look. I know they look like he wore a couple of people out, I know that. We put a tackle at tight end to try to make it a little bit even match, and it still didn't work out. So he looks good. He ought to be up to about full speed here in about probably about three more days.
You're getting a better read on what you have in Russell Okung, what you're seeing.
Yeah, first off, we have a leader. He's a talker on the field. He's a leader. There's nothing better as a coach when you start getting on a group and a player says, "Coach, I got him." That's the type of guy he is. He's very confident, and he expects a lot out of his group. And so I like what I've seen. We just got to make sure we get him, to where he's out there 2 hours a day right now. So we're about there.
Gary, it seemed like you rotated guys a lot on the offensive line today. Is that kind of your mind?
That was probably more so because we had some guys get nicked up in practice a little bit. And Ty got his elbow nicked a little bit. We lost Sam, so you saw some shuffling going on. So that was probably more of that.
It seemed like especially the receivers stepped up in the absence of those veterans.
Yeah, I think I said from day one, I think it's really got a chance to be a strength of our team. It's going to be really hard to make our team at that position. It's very competitive, and they all work with each other. So, yeah, it's exciting to watch. It really is a good group. And Marlon didn't practice today, I don't think. So, or he did. We pulled him out, didn't we, Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was his an injury?
I don't know what was bothering. I have to ask Greek. I know we pulled him out about halfway through.
Any update on Talib's situation?
No, nothing really. Just working good with Luke, and I think we're getting closer each day.
John Phillips wasn't out there, was he?
I rolled his ankle yesterday pretty good. He finished practice. He practiced the whole time, swole up on him. I really gutted through it, but we held him today, probably day to day.
Coach, decision to leave some vet guys out today. When those guys sit out, what do you look for specifically from them when they're on the sideline?
Well, first off, they're still involved. You know, they're very much involved mentally with the players. That's what I really like. I mean, you see our guys rooting for each other and coaching each other. You know, I'm wrestling those guys. Those guys got a lot of plays under their belt in their career, and I know where I have to get them. But also the biggest point of emphasis is to get the team better from a young standpoint, and that's what we did today.